Okay, Dvar Halachim on your Monday night, which is Nissan. Okay, in the eating of matzah, so if someone finds it hard to eat matzah, a chayla or a zaken, sometimes you have a child, or sometimes even for a person who's not so used to it, maybe it's hand matzah, it's hard to eat. So when you in the order of eitzes, so you could crumple up the matzah into small pieces. Even into matzah, you can break it up into small pieces and eat it that way. You can drink while you're eating the matzah to help swallow it down. This is all like eitzes, and I wouldn't call it b'di'eved, but it's not l'chatchila. Now that everybody left, I'll tell you what it means. It means it's not... Okay, you finished? You're not yotze only b'di'eved. Avada yotze l'chatchila. It's not the preferred way to do it, but you yotze l'chatchila. Sometimes you do something, let's say you bring a carbon on the mizbeach, and you only zoyrik the dam once, not twice. So the carbon's good b'di'eved. Even the being yotze, what you're doing is only after the fact. Sometimes you do something, it's just not the preferred way to do it. But once you did it that way, then you're yotze l'chatchila. It's not a b'di'eved way of being yotze the mitzvah. It's just not the preferred way to do it. So when I say it's not b'di'eved, I mean after the dinners you can do it this way, then you're yotze l'chatchila. But it's not the preferred way to eat matzah. The preferred way to eat matzah is with a normal maisa achila. So the first way you would do it is to crumple up the matzah into pieces, and into small pieces, almost matzah mel, maybe even matzah mel. I don't know if it was a question of tchina on yontev, but I guess it was already nitchan, so you have a tchina achar tchina, so you can crumple it up and be yotze that way, and you could even drink in the middle. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, you could soak the matzah in water. You could make it very, very soft by soaking it in water. As long as it doesn't soak for 24 hours, which obviously is not the case, you're putting it in water, so you could soften it that way and eat it that way. Now, if you keep the pieces that are soaking a kazayas, then it could even lose the tzura of matzah. It could become... I don't know, it could be mismasmes, you say, in what?
Dissolve.
It could dissolve in a way that you can't even tell what it is, but that it doesn't matter if it's ma'abe de tzura. If it's less than a kazayas, then you would have to eat it basically before it loses its tzuras matzah. But al kaponim, the main chiddush is that matzah shruya, which some people wouldn't do because they wouldn't eat matzah shruya, but those who don't have that hakpada, so you can soak it in water. It can't be in boiling water, because once it's in boiling water, then it's cooked. And matzah that you cooked, it's entirely possible you take not yotze, because that's already underwent a process where it loses the tam matzah because it was nizbashel. So you could soak it in cold water, warm water, as long as it's not yad soledes bo. Okay, so again, the first thing is to keep the matzah as is, but to crumple it up. That's first, and you could even drink water in the middle as you're eating it. The second thing you might want to consider is to soak it, and then make it very soft, and that's okay. Mishnah Berurah paskins, although it's a machlekes, but b'shas hadchak, you could even soak it in a different beverage, not just in water, which is more problematic in terms of ta'am matzah. There is a hakpada of ta'am matzah, there is a hakpada in ta'am matzah, at least in terms of the chefza of the matzah. There's no hakpada of ta'am matzah, you could swallow matzah, bola matzah, yotzah, even if you don't chew it, unlike moror. But there is a hakpada that it be a matzah with ta'am, and that's why if you cook the matzah, if it underwent an isbashel process, you're not yotzeh because it loses its ta'am. So that hakpod is still there. So there's a question if you soak it in a different beverage. You want to soak it in grape juice. Let's say you're an older person, and so they have to soak the matzah. It becomes very soft, but they want it. If they find it hard, even if it soaks in water, what will help them get down the matzah is if it soaks in wine or grape juice or apple juice. So that's, in the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, this is already this is the other kind of b'di'evit, like shasatchak b'di'evit yiyotze. A healthy person, he says, that soaks it in a different beverage would have to eat a kezias over again. He couldn't be sure that he was yotze the mitzvah. But if you have to do it, that's what you do. So these are eitzes. If you should only pray. You should get so old that you should have these problems. Okay. Stop the hearing.